This is Jim Dale. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Dirty Potter and the Fabulous Gay Farty Pee and Poo Party. Read for you by Jim Dale. Aha! Enjoy your fucking holidays, you enormous faggoty faggots. Hermione let her robes fall, and what a jolly holiday it's going to be, said Ron with his head in Hermione's bush. Let's go, said Hermione. Ron whipped out his big boner. I suppose you just let it out for exercise, said Harry. Oh, no, no, said Ron, rubbing his privates. His large, hairless cock was stiff as a board. Dick in the butt, please, said Ron. Oh, ah, oh, said Hermione, with Ron boning Hermione's asshole deeper and deeper so forcefully there was an explosion of skeet, and he pulled out of Hermione's tight ass. Oh, Hermione, Ron groaned as he blew his load on Harry's face. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Ooh, spurt, spurt, spurt. Frap, frap, frap. There was a large amount of cum on her clothes, even for a wizard.
Oi, you, Harry Potter, said Hagrid.
One more hand job. Harry grabbed him and began rubbing the end of his junk. It looked like hard work. He's coming now. Pee on it, said Ron, rubbing Hagrid's big, enormous purple nipples. Hermione started pissing a large steaming mug of golden, golden, golden shower all over Hagrid's face.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Hagrid groaned.
More!
He was going to explode.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Sperms.
Oh, yeah.
Euphoria!
Grunted Hagrid, who was pulling on his huge, dripping erection.
Oh, my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly!
Dork's at it!
Hey, white man.
Oh, owie!
Laffy taffy, bitch!
People get me angry here!
I want the gold! I want the gold!
Chicken tantrazini!
What is the monkey house?
Jim and the James Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday program. Thank you so much for joining me. I was thinking about the interview I conducted earlier this week with the dude who has been visiting glory holes for 15 years. And we briefly touched upon Bad Dragon. I think he mentioned it because we were talking about lifelike lube. Lube that looks like cum. And, you know, several years ago, I found baddragon.com. And they produce something called cum lube, which is lube that looks and feels like cum. It really is disgusting to the touch. It really is quite creepy. Bad Dragon, though, is known mostly for their sex toys. They create dildos and vibrators that look like dragons or, specifically, I guess, dragon penises. You know, if you fantasize about getting nailed by a dragon, and I guess a lot of people do, Bad Dragon is the site for you. I haven't been there in a long time, but because of that interview, it prompted me to start thinking about them. I just visited their website today, and they have been very busy with some new models for 2011. I'm very excited about dragon pussies. Yes, you can now fuck dragon twat. Before I mention that, I do want to list a few of the new models. Bruiser the Fusion, Winston's Tail, if you want to get fucked by a dragon's tail. And then there's Eldon the Fairy Dragon Penis, if you want to get fucked by a fairy penis. David the Werewolf, there's a werewolf penis. And then there's the Anthro Dragoness, or Dragoness, I don't know, Pussy. The model they have on display is blue. It looks like a cunt, and then surrounding it, there's like scales and stuff. But people are so into this fantasy sex. You know, even the color of the pussy is important. So you can purchase one in black, green, pink, purple, crimson red, stormy gray, midnight blue. They're $125, which seems pricey, but honestly, where else are you going to find dragon pussies? You know what I mean? There's also the Anthro Mare, if you want to fuck a horse pussy. And the description reads, Mary always craved the attention of Chance, our resident Anthro Stallion, and her boyfriend, but was always too shy to ask him for what she really wanted. Fortunately for her, thanks to our introduction, they've both rediscovered their love of pony play. Through Chance's contacts with us, he persuaded her to pay us a visit to share her assets, and this gorgeous Anthro Mare toy is the result. They somehow got a mold of this horse's pussy. That, again, is $25 as well, if you'd like to fuck a horse cunt. Bad-dragon.com is the website, in case you forgot the URL. So that's what's been happening over there. Moving on, I've got some great audio to share with you. Here's a black woman having a hard time saying the word carbon monoxide.
Wow, I got out the car and looked. I don't see no smoking now. What's going on?
No smoking now?
I woke up and I seen all these guys against the brick wall. I said...
What happened, guys? While I'm making fun of ethnic people, specifically the blacks, here is a pregnant chick singing her version of Soulja Boy's Crank Dat. This version is called Crank That Child Support. Of course.
Don't you try to play your child while you shuffle, I'm gonna foul. Shouldn't have been a jerk, but I got your ass now. Now watch me crank that child support. See your ass in court. Crank that child support. See your ass in court. Don't you try to play your child while you shuffle. I'm gonna file. Shouldn't have been a jerk, but I got your ass now. Now watch me crank that child support. See your ass in court. Crank that child support. See your ass in court. I'ma do that paperwork. Watch me get on. Watch me sign. Thought you got away. Nope. Half that paycheck gon' be mine. Super fresh. Nope. Not no more. That shit all be in your past. After court expenses, you won't have enough to pay for gas. Now you brought this on your dumb ass. You can't even fight it. I'm collecting from your punk ass. You catch me yet while COVID yet?
All right. Enough. Very good. Thank you very much, Black Trash. Moving on. DV listener Groundskeeper Willie was looking at porn recently and ran across this clip. He said that this was a real boner killer for him because they really sweetened the audio and made the sucking sounds extremely loud and ridiculous, so much so that he couldn't focus on the tits and cunt anymore. Take a listen. See if this sucking is distracting to you. Okay, he's licking her tits. It is kind of a lot. These girls are always crying in porn. Ew, now he's sucking and licking her fingers. This is not hot at all. Now what is he doing? Oh, he's moving to the feet. Taking her boots off. Ripping her stockings like that. After all that sucking, wouldn't your mouth get dry? He's producing a lot of saliva. Comes the toes. He's gonna like this. Oh. Like he's being raped or something. Licking your toes, come on. You're kind of fat. licking and sucking her knees. Not hot at all. Okay. Quite enough. I wonder what it sounds like when he starts licking her pussy. Actually, there's no pussy licking in this video because she goes right to, like, sucking this guy's dick. And, you know, Asians have little penises, so there's not a lot of sucking noises. I love how there's more sucking noises when the dude is licking her fucking knee. Here she is sucking his dick. Aw. Little Asian penis. Very wrinkly, though. Oh, you get the idea. Thank you very much, Groundskeeper Willie, for that. I'm mesmerized. Okay. Finally, before we get into the news today, one more porn clip here for you. This one's for you gay guys. Here's some verbal...
Let me fuck your mouth with a big cock.
Well, verbal cock, okay.
Big fat dick in your mouth. Filling your mouth up like cock. Feel it in the back of your throat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Feel it in the back of your throat.
Then you're harder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want it hard?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a fuck you hard in the mouth. Fuck your goddamn mouth. Oh, yeah. Come on, take it. Take that fucking cock. You know you like to suck that goddamn cock. Suck that fucking cock, goddammit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't stop. Don't stop. I didn't tell you stop. Why don't you work on that dick? Go ahead. Yeah, let it soak in your mouth. Yeah.
Soak in your mouth? What the hell does that
come
mean?
Come on. Come on.
Save
come on.
Thing.
Yeah, come on. Suck that dick, cocksucker. You fucking cocksucker. Get to work on that goddamn cock, motherfucker. Shit. Come on. Come on, take that goddamn cock. Oh, yeah. Mm. Such a sweet boy. Such a sweet boy. Good to his daddy.
Now, I like how the guy getting his dick sucked is the daddy, but the guy who's actually doing the dick sucking looks to be about 85. Like, he's very hairy. But his, like, chest hair has gone gray. He's bald for the most part. The rest of his hair is gray. Gray mustache, goatee.
Get that daddy cock. Oh, yeah.
Suck that daddy cock.
Such a sweet boy. Yes, you are. You love sucking your daddy's cock, don't you? You love your daddy's cock.
Burp tastes like cum for some reason.
You want that daddy cock up your ass?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You like getting fucked in the ass with that cock?
Love it.
You like it?
Yeah.
You want some?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is he gonna get fucked
now?
Want
to be good to that cock? Make that cock feel good. Yeah. Yeah. Want to fill you up with some cum. Yeah.
Sounds like a game plan. You get
bang
the idea.
Bang your ass with that cock and fucking cum up inside you. Smear it inside. Smear that cum inside your gut.
Ew. See, this is I'm very interested in what guys say. I've never heard that one before. Smear, what was it? Smear my cum inside of your guts or something like that? That is brilliant.
Cum up inside you. Smear it inside. Smear that cum inside your gut. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
Gay guys.
Mm-hmm. You like the idea of that happening?
Mm-hmm.
You like it when I fuck you?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You like me to fuck your mouth first?
Mm-hmm.
You want to fuck it hard?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, start taking a damn cock. Yeah. Come on. Oh, yeah. Put some tight suction on that cock. Oh, yeah. Make that cock feel so fucking hot. Yeah, you taste that pre-cum.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've got to stop it right there. We've got to move on. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you guys are not Sideshow members, or maybe in the past you were Sideshow members and you canceled because, I don't know, I didn't post a show for a couple of weeks, now would be a great time to revisit and catch up on all of the great shit you've been missing. SuperFreakSideshow.com, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It's Distorted View's member site. This past Friday, I posted a new video cast. On Tuesday, we did an extended show. Then on Wednesday, we did an exclusive interview, a 35-minute interview with that creepy bareback guy. And then, of course, yesterday we did an exclusive program. Catch all of the content by signing up for the Sideshow. Support the program. It really does help out. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from DV listener and Googler Rohan. Yes, he works at Google. I'm still waiting for my distorted view Google Doodle on Google's main page. Wouldn't that be great just to see the Google logo and then maybe the L or something is Scott Taylor sticking his finger in his dick hole or something? I don't know if Rohan can pull some strings, but it would be much appreciated. All right, the story comes from Sonoma, California. Even veteran police officers were dumbfounded by a difficult-to-classify act that may or may not have been a crime, but which police don't even know if anything illegal happened, but which definitely did stretch the boundaries of the bizarre. You are definitely not going to believe this, said Sonoma Police Sergeant Spencer Crum. The story is brief, but no less baffling. On the afternoon of Sunday, May 1st, a 53-year-old Sonoma man who is visually impaired, that is to say he could not see well, if at all, was standing in his apartment when a woman appeared in his doorway, unannounced and unexpected. The woman told him she was there to give him an enema. I like how she appeared out of nowhere. She's the enema fairy. Because the man had recently undergone intestinal surgery, he thought perhaps that explained her presence. I don't think he asked her, though. I mean, if you were just going on a hunch, wouldn't you ask the broad why she was there? Why again do you want to give me an enema? Who are you with? What organization? The woman deftly guided him to his bedroom, had him drop his pants, and lie face down on his bed. She then gave the man an enema and promptly left. The whole episode took about a minute and a half, he later told police. The woman did not leave a card or any other identifying information. Linda Croswell, enema specialist. And given the condition of his eyesight, the man did not, in the complete sense of the word, actually see her. His ass felt it, though, I'm guessing. A day later on Monday, the enema recipient began wondering about what had happened to him, but took no action. He was feeling a little bit raped at that point. By Tuesday, he felt compelled to shed some light on the experience, so he contacted police. Some weird woman came in my house and gave me an enema. Yes, I agreed to it, but I thought maybe she was with a hospital or something. An investigating officer promptly called the man's doctor and was told no enema had been prescribed, ordered, or approved. Sonoma police turned the case over to the Domestic and Sexual Assault Unit of the Sonoma Sheriff's Office, who have yet to make sense of the caper. It's well known that fatal enemas have been implicated in conspiracy theories surrounding the deaths of both Napoleon Bonaparte and Marilyn Monroe, but the victim of what may become known as the Sonoma enema apparently reported no ill effects from the treatment. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. The Toe Suck Fairy has been arrested on new charges. A man known in Arkansas as the Toe Suck Fairy for a series of 1990s assaults directed at women's feet was arrested after he struck again more than a decade later. Michael Robert Wyatt, 50, was arrested on Monday after two women identified him from a photo lineup as, quote, the man who approached them in local stores commenting on their feet and asking to suck their toes. This happens a lot, doesn't it? Because we've read about, you know, serial toe suckers before. One of the women described the man as having really messed up toes. Isn't that interesting? This guy's obsessed with feet, specifically sucking them, but he himself has messed up toes. The psychiatric community would love this one. Earlier in the month, an 83-year-old woman... Oh, could you imagine sucking an 83-year-old woman's toes? First of all, old people's toes get really nasty. I think that's the first thing to go. Because, like, the nails get all hard and start to yellow and shit. It's really disgusting. Earlier in the month, an 83-year-old woman told police she was sitting in a chair in front of her apartment when a man approached her. He took off one of her shoes and began suckling her toes. In the 1990s, Wyatt was convicted and even served time in prison for this obsession. He had pretended to be a podiatrist in order to fondle and suck a Conway, Arkansas woman's toes at a clothing store. Now, here's the thing. If you are a woman in a store and a guy approaches you and says he's a podiatrist, and, you know, maybe he says something like, oh, I noticed you're walking a little funny. Can I look at your feet? There might be something wrong. The second a toe enters his mouth, you should realize this guy's probably not a reputable doctor. His methods are a little unconventional. This would be like a great television show, because there's always like these TV shows about doctors with unconventional, you know, ways. They don't play by the books and shit. So this is a podiatrist who can diagnose your foot-related ailments just by sucking your toes. He's the toe whisperer or suckler. The toe suckler. Coming soon to CBS. All right. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Wyatt was picked up at his home about 15 miles from Conway, where three incidents have been reported in the past few weeks. Conway is about 30 miles north of Little Rock. So there you go. And finally today, fat people once again are up in arms about something. And those arms are wobbling, looking like a turkey neck. Oh, fat people's underarms are just gross. A new children's book about a 14-year-old girl who goes on a diet and then becomes a soccer star has been met with outrage. Well, you can't be a fat soccer star. Of course, if you're a fat child and you want to play soccer, oh, I'm going to go on a diet, get in shape, and then, you know, excel in sports. What's wrong with that? The book, Maggie Goes on a Diet, is by American author Paul Kramer and is set to be released next month. But the book, which targets children as young as six, specifically fat children, is facing scrutiny ahead of its launch, with Twitter forums, Facebook pages, and interest groups widely condemning it due to fears it could promote eating disorders, oh, for the fuck's sake, and contribute to negative body image. First of all these people, none of these people have actually read the book. This outrage is due to nothing. The fears that it might possibly promote eating disorders. Quote, we think the message is quite damaging, said Eating Difficulties Education Network manager. What the fuck kind of organization is that? Eating Difficulties. No, the problem is you don't have difficulty eating. You eat too much. If you had difficulty eating, you'd be thin and trim and attractive. Yes, Eating Difficulty Education Network, or EDEN, manager Deb Schwartz. She just sounds fat, doesn't she? That name, Deb Schwartz.
Yeah. Oh, Howie!
On the cover, there's a picture of Maggie, and in the mirror, she looks thin and happy, but she's a bigger girl. The Epsom-based organization says numerous people have been in touch to express disgust about the book, which New Zealanders can buy online. I guess the story is from New Zealand. Ironically, the book launch will coincide with Eden's Love Your Body Month in October. We try to help people focus on enjoying their bodies, even though, you know, that body you love so much is going to kill you with your clogged arteries and your double chins and your diabetes. I'm not exactly sure how double chins will kill you. Maybe in your sleep, one of those chins will creep up and cover your mouth and your nose and something. I don't know. But yeah, double chins, the silent killer. All right, I just love this idea. No matter how fat you are, as long as you love yourself, everything's okay. Just forget about the real-world health issues about being fat. All right, where are we at here? We try to help people focus on enjoying their bodies, Ms. Schwartz says.
There's also further health impacts of negative body image.
That's her breathing.
It affects self-esteem,
mental well-being. It contributes to unsafe sex practices. Well, I guess maybe if you're super fat, it's hard to peel back all that skin and find your penis to put a condom on. Oh, they're saying that negative body images contributes to unsafe sex. Whatever. There's a lot of outrage from others, too. There's been a real backlash. Backlash, I'm sorry. People increasingly know that diets don't work. So that's Eden's stance on things. Why even bother trying to lose weight? We all know diets don't work. This organization is more damaging than a stupid book. Ms. Schwartz says that in New Zealand between 2000... I love that. Diets don't work. Between 2007 and 2010, 29 children under 13 were hospitalized for treatment for disordered eating. And this number does not include those who receive support from private clinics and institutions. So all of New Zealand, there were only 29 cases. That doesn't seem too bad. International outrage about Mr. Kramer's book has also exploded online. Quote, seriously, this is a real book made for children? This is so wrong, reads one tweet from a fat ass. Other tweets accuse the author of being overweight himself. And one says the book is cashing in on eating disorders. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaks one more time this week. What say you?
Hey, this is old dirty Uncle Henry. I just came back from deployment, and I got a, you know, when you're a freak moment.
Thank you for serving our country.
Anyway, there was this foreign worker at the cash I was working at. He got electrocuted, right? Guess what I nicknamed him? What? Electro Baby.
Ah.
Take it easy, you dipless wonder.
All right, thank you very much.
Hey, Sam, it's Matt in Kansas. And
hi,
I think
Matt.
I just had my first genuine, you know, when you're a freak moment, because I feel awful about this.
Uh-oh.
But last week when you were going through all the stuff with our dad and getting the horrible news, and by the way,
I don't like
I'm so
where this
sorry
is going.
To hear about it. And somebody on the voicemail line called in talking about CJ. First thing that went through my head was which one of the guys is going to pass away first. Is it going to be CJ or is it going to be Tim's dad?
If you guys were playing along at home, I hope you didn't bet on my dad.
God damn it. I feel like a
monster. I guess if you bet on my dad, then you would win. I hope you weren't betting on CJ.
Monster, because my brain went there.
Yes, you're a horrible person.
Everybody else calls in with these, halfway... Oh, I'm a freak because I thought about something gross, but I genuinely feel...
You're a monster.
Not
saying.
Healthy because
I
do feel bad.
I know. I understand. It's okay.
Hey, Tim. Glad you remember Keanu here.
Hi,
I just wanted to let you know that you broke my heart. I had called you a while ago asking if it was okay to send you a party invite on Xbox Live, and I was playing some Lego Star Wars 3. And got on. I was all excited. So I was like, oh my god, I'm going to get to talk to Tim Henson, the only celebrity that I have ever been excited about. And no, I'm not bullshitting you. I usually hate celebrities, but I consider you a celebrity. And
oh, that's pretty fucked up.
And you never answered. I granted, I wasn't mad because I knew what you were going through, but...
If I was going through that, I was in Ashtabula. I wasn't playing Xbox at all. I mean, you know... Maybe my roommates were watching TV or something on the Xbox.
Prince customer 440.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, Tim, it's Brain Dead Juan. Just checking in with you. I listened to the show today.
Yes.
And I usually just fast forward through Sextastic Tuesday. But I thought it was rather humorous. You talked like a pirate through the whole damn story, so I listened to most of it.
And it was awful.
It was kind of funny.
Oh. Yeah, you know, Sextastic Tuesday is a great, great bit.
Hey, Tim, it's Illyrio in Montreal.
Hi, Illyrio.
Hope my hands-free connection on my car.
Long time listener, Illyrio.
I have a message for you and a message for the freaks. Message for the freaks, if you're not a Sideshow member, you need to get off your ass and spend a little money.
Nope.
It costs pennies a day.
It really, there's
so
really no
to
reason
all the
not
extra
to sign up.
Retardation.
Everyone has a stupid PayPal account. Use it for something.
Timmy has to offer. Also, freaks, stop complaining. If you don't like what Timmy does, start your own motherfucking podcast and see how easy you think it is.
Yeah.
When you try and do it.
Yeah.
I myself
see?
Produced
yeah.
a couple podcasts. I will not name them because I do not wish backlash from the freaks. But it is hard work, people.
Yeah.
It actually takes concentration. I'm amazed Timmy can put it out every day.
That's true. I mean, considering what a fucktard I am.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
I'm able to piece together a show every day. It's quite an accomplishment.
First time calling, my friend actually just got me into the show.
Oh.
I gotta say, I love it. Makes my morning commute a lot more easy.
Well, good.
And
I'm happy.
I don't know what your philosophical views are or anything like that. I guess
I ain't got any of those
enough shows to maybe get that idea, but just wanted you to know that I'm sure other freaks in myself included, are praying for you and your family.
Well,
we all love you very much, and just want you to
not used
stay
to
strong.
These words coming out of my listeners' mouths.
And
I kind of don't like it.
Also,
give me douche chills.
So every time you
get back to calling me a faggot,
do your distorted news. You say, do a couple stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. But you never leave, and you come back with a voicemail.
That's true.
And then you say the same thing. Oh,
that's true. I guess I do do that, huh? Do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Let's do a couple of stories. I don't really think about what I talk about, what I say.
Hey, Tim. Got a great Yahoo answer for you.
Okay.
As you may know by now, these are all just notes I've left for you on my voice report. So here's the first one.
Hey, Tim. Got a great Yahoo question for you. Any tips on raping?
Wait a second.
And then when you read further into the info, it says, I've been thinking about starting a club.
I'm more interested in what this kid is doing. He called into the voicemail line, and then instead of just talking, he then played audio of himself asking from another voicemail or something? Really confusing. And again, it's 2.5 minutes long. I'm not going to play it.
A couple subjects I want to read today.
Oh, God. It's the same kid, isn't it? He's doing it again! What the hell is wrong with this kid? I don't even know if you can hear it because the audio is so low. Okay, one more and then we'll get out of here.
So, Tim, it's my 21st birthday today. And by today, I mean the 13th of September, which you probably won't play this on.
Right.
Either way, my birthday wish is I want to know, did you add Scott Sigler or did Scott Sigler add you? That's pretty much it. Also, I'd like to hear some Rainbow Bread.
I think Scott Sigler added me. I think. I could be wrong. I may have seen his post, and maybe it was something interesting, and I added him. But I think he added me. But then I added him, right? I guess. We love each other. He probably doesn't know who I am. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206. Maybe he'll write the foreword to my book. Because I'm going to do a Distorted View book. Maybe I'll get him to co-write it with me. It'll be like science fiction and science fiction cum farts. I don't know how we can mix those two together, but putting our brains together, I'm sure we could come up with something. Yes, voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Smear that cum inside your gut.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Rape my boy pussy.